Please turn turn your Bible. My voice is still changing. Yeah, Colossians 1 and verse number 28 and 29. This is the verse that the Lord just touched my heart, burdened my heart for Argentina, confirmed the calling. And if you wonder if the Lord's calling you to something, the Lord will confirm that in your heart with a verse. He works through His Word. He works through His Bible. And if you're wondering, Lord, what are You wanting me to do? Just sit down and read your Bible, because He will give you that calling. And being in His Word, being in His work as well. But it will be, start reading in 28, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to His working, which worketh in me mightily. Tonight I want to preach on the labor. I was looking at this verse and just thinking about a labor. A labor. I can't go back too far because I'm not that old yet, but a labor in my life. I actually, for a few years, was actually a service porta potties, and you can only imagine the fun that was, the labor that it was, and it was very interesting. I drove a very large truck, but after days of that, you can imagine just the labor that it took. And not very good labor, but everybody has that point in our lives that we had that job or that time in our lives that we labored. That labor. But we have such a greater labor, such more important is this labor. And yes, what is the labor that I'm talking about? It says, whom we preach, warning every man. This is the labor. This is the very reason why we are here. This is the very reason why we are presenting tonight. It's to show a labor. To warn every man and teach every man. To warn them. And how? It's according to His working. It says, which worketh in us mightily. Striving, moving forward. This labor. Warning every man. I was thinking about when I was a young teenager, just those, we have a ton of prayer letters on the back wall. And just going through what those entailed. As we know, those prayer letters show what the missionary has been laboring in. It shows them, you know, what adventure they've been going through, or who this person they were able to touch in their lives. But how do we think about that in our own lives? Is our labor worthy of notation? Could we sit down and pen a mission letter? Can we think about the labor that we've been given and how we are performing that labor? Can we sit down and say, well, I sold one to that guy yesterday. I handed that person a tract. I touched this person's heart and this person's life. I changed this person's life for the better. Can we in our lives think of times in our lives that they are noteworthy? This labor, are we laboring? In John chapter 1, in verse number 6 through 8, says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John, and came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. This is our job. We were sent. We are sent. I've heard this more than once. If this is all that we were to do, as Christians, the Lord will have just taken us at salvation. Our job, this is the labor, to bear witness of that light. To bear witness of this light. Mark 16. In verse 15 it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Preach the gospel to every creature. This is the labor. Are we desensitized to the labor? Are we burdened for this labor? In this chapter, it shows that Christ ascending into heaven. He said, afterward he appeared unto 11 and sat to meat. But later in the chapter, and so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven. Those who have children can imagine going away and leaving the kids at home. And you sit the kids down and you say, here's what you're going to do while mom and dad's gone. And you give this list, you know, you're going to clean the house top to bottom. And everything, and you know that they're probably not going to get it done, but you're going to hand out punishment when you get home. But, and then as a child, you always do it 15 minutes, 10 minutes before you get home. They get home. But it's important. It's the last thing that parent tells you to do, them to do, or you give out before you go. And that is the most important thing that you want them to do. The very last thing, you know, lock the door before you're, you know, after we leave. That's an important, very important thing. But this is what Christ himself said, hey, before I go, this is the final thing you need to do. It says, go ye into all the world. This labor, this very thing, the Lord wants us and has put us here to do. But we can be pulled from this labor so easily. In Luke chapter 9, verse 59. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. We can imagine how serious this is. I mean, this person, his father had died, or there was people home. He said, let me bid them farewell. But he said, no, don't be distracted from the labor. Stay focused. Be focused on the labor. As us as Christians, we get so distracted. How important is someone's eternity? But we can be so quick to be distracted. I can only imagine, you know, going through the register at, you know, at HEB or if y'all have Walmart here or whatever. And, you know, I'm going to give them a tract. But we turn over and all the Snickers. And we forget that fast. That fast. I mean, Snickers is an important thing, that, you know, that can distract you. But it's such an important message, but being distracted so easily. It's the most important thing. We all love America. And we are grateful for those who have fought and proud of those things. But how many of us, it's so easy to talk about politics or to have a conversation with somebody and tell them, you know, what's the best restaurant around town? Or to say, you know, what grocery store has the best food and products, but we forget the main subject. So easy is it to have casual conversation and missing the one that means the most. That subject, the labor the Lord has provided for us, given us such a responsibility, we forget people are going to hell. And I ask again, we all love America, but do we really? Because we do forget the subject that will change this country, that will change the world, that will change everything. The very subject that will change the heart of that political leader, that will change the heart of that sinful person. We want to make change, but we don't do the job of the thing that very much so is important. Can we remember salvation? How wonderful it was when we were saved. But we can't remember this subject, the labor, being pulled from the labor. We ask missionaries, give us your burden for the souls. You want us to give us our field. Tell us about the people we love. But let me turn this around. What about our burden? What about the people that we know? If I was to allow you to stand up here and speak, would you have a burden for those around you? Could you tell us of those that you have tried to win? We have such a responsibility again. In Matthew 28:19, it says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost." It says, "Go ye therefore," this labor. We mention in James 4:14. James 4:14, about having a life as a vapor, having so little time, but we use it as salvation. He's like, your life's a vapor. You know, we need to, you know, be quick. You must be saved, but we forget that also is in our lives as Christians. We forget that our lives are vapors, that our lives appear for a little while. We'll be in heaven, but our time here on earth, the impact that we can make is so short. The song says, so little time the harvest will be over. Our reaping done, we reapers taken home. Are we paying attention to this labor? Are we distracted from this labor? Turn your Bibles to Genesis 29:20. It shows a picture of love. Something that we should have for souls. It said, and Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. The labor. We see that Jacob was in a long, long labor. It said 7 years for Rachel, and later, it also shows he serves another 7 years for her. But can we think in our lives, are we willing to labor and to love people? We think it's such a big world. It is a big world. In Argentina, there's 40, I think the video said 44 million, but they just did another census, of course, after I got done video. But the 47 million people. 47 million. In about a million square miles. A massive piece of area, of land. With people. The love that we should have for people. It shouldn't be such a hard thing. Ah. We have to love people. But we get to love people. We get to see people saved. We get to see people's lives changed. We get to see people with the joy that we have been given. The blessedness of salvation. In Matthew 9:36, I have quite a few here. Matthew 14:14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Compassion. Mark 1:41. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will be thou clean. Mark 6:34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Finally, Luke 7:13. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. Compassion. And Jude 22 talks of a compassion making a difference. We want change. We want things to just fix themselves. We want this leader to do this thing, this person to do that. But we forget the real difference. The real change that could happen is if we had compassion on those. We saw in the last couple verses the compassion Christ had on those around him. We forget even just the simplest things. And even John 3:16. How that can just get dull to us. We all know it. We can all just rattle it off. But we forget the content. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We forget so easily. We forget the labor. Luke 23. In verse 33, when they had come to the place which was called Calvary, they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and one on the left. And then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his garment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen God. Going down to 39. And one of the malefactors which were railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered, rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. We can think about the sorrow and the torture that he had to go through. And I'm just not saying why we should reach those. But we should. But in the verse 43, it said, Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be in paradise. Christ took that final opportunity. He took the last moment, the last second, to make sure one of us, one of those malefactors, came into his kingdom. Can we imagine the pain that Christ went through on the cross? He was there. A lot of times people on the cross would just suffocate because of the angle that they were hung. Can we imagine the pain even just to utter those words? But he said, "Verily, I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Can we remember the labor? Can we remember our jobs? Remember what God has done in our lives. This labor, so important. Such a responsibility. Let us not be distracted from the labor. As Christ said, he said, looking back, hand to the plow, looking back, not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Is there something in our lives that is keeping us from fully committing to this labor? Something in our lives that keeps us from fully trusting and serving the Lord? Please, if it be that, remember someone's eternity is at stake. Please remember what a responsibility it is.